San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey, Cole, welcome to the San Jose Sharks, and waiting till day two, I'm sure, is not the preference, but how did last night go, and how did you wake up this morning feeling like, all right, this is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's a super surreal feeling, definitely. I mean, this is kind of something you look forward to your whole life, and I couldn't be happier with how it went, and I'm just super excited.
Did you have any inclination it would be the Sharks for you? Did you have any idea where you might end up?
I mean, honestly, I didn't have too much of an idea of where I was going. I obviously talked to my agent a bit, but I'm so happy to be where right now. So
is this one of those greatest days of your life so far type moments? Is that what you're realizing in this moment?
Yeah, definitely, especially now it's kind of starting to hit, but just being able to share this moment with my family, and it's incredible, and I couldn't be happier.
Playing on the national team right now, I know you have some choices to make about next season and beyond, but how did you get to being part of that team and I think a point per game type success from this past season?
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's kind of a goal I had when I was younger. Obviously, I saw some guys who I kind of grew up playing with take that path and how successful it was for them. And it was kind of something that I knew I wanted to do. And when that opportunity presented itself, I knew I had to take my chance. So,
a Chicago native, what got you into playing hockey in general, and how did your path go from there?
Yeah, so I was born downtown Chicago, and then me and my family moved out to the suburbs of Lake Forest, which is about 30 miles north of the city. And there's a kids club there. That me and my siblings would spend all our summers at. And in the winter, they'd freeze the tennis courts and ice rinks. And my dad kind of threw us out there, and me and my brother fell in love with it. My sister, not as much, but it's kind of something we stuck with since then. So it's a story.
I'm trying to do the math on your age and timing. Is it safe to say that you were inspired by like the Kane and Taves era of Hawks hockey?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Kane's definitely always been kind of my role model and guy that I look up to. So,
you know, just kind of reading the reactions of pundits and what they're saying about you and how they've watched you a little bit more intricately during your playing career so far, a do-it-all type forward. What do you think they mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, I think just a player who can play in all situations, can succeed in all situations, play a 200-foot game, and contribute offensively. So,
I don't know if you've heard this yet, but on the broadcast, they were also talking about how you're a type of player that's not afraid to be physical with an opponent, or maybe have some words with an opponent. You're more of a spicy type player. Can you describe that part of your game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of something that I use to maybe throw other guys off their games. And honestly, it kind of gets me more involved in the game, too. So I love it. It's kind of something I've always done, have that little grit to me. So it's definitely something I'll continue to have and use.
Well, you should meet Sharks assistant general manager Ryan Clough, because that's the exact type of player that he was for the Sharks. Yeah. And now obviously in the front office. In terms of decisions you'll make moving forward, what's the timeline on that, and how far down the road is that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, obviously, hockey's a lot different, kind of just taking year by year, see what happens and have the talks with the Sharks, obviously. But I mean, for now, it's just day by day, year by year. So
what do you know about the Sharks? I mean, you've obviously watched all the teams, and you had no clue you'd be going there here today. But the core group that they've got, they're building, what they've already drafted this year. What do you know about San Jose?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's such a great organization. And obviously, like you just said, the young talent that they have, I mean, it's a super exciting place to play. And I mean, I couldn't be happier to be drafted by them. And I'm just really looking forward to getting to work. So,
who's with you here in Los Angeles right now?
Yeah, so I'm here with my mom, my dad, my sister, Elliot, and brother, Oliver. So the whole five of us family came down here. So it's been an incredible time and super exciting for sure.
From now until eventually, let's just say it, eventually when you get into the NHL, how do you want to grow as a player? What are the things that you look at and say, all right, I'm good here, but here's where I see room for improvement?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's everywhere, right? I mean, the NHL is such a fast game, and I think that's kind of definitely something I'll continue to work at, just getting faster, bigger, stronger, the normal things. But I think it's just something you kind of really have to kind of look at, and no matter whether your strengths or your weaknesses are, just trying to get better in all those spots. So,
two more things. Do you know anybody in the Sharks organization? Have you played with anybody, teammates, friends with anybody?
Not personally. No.
All right. Well, when you get out here next week for Dev Camp, we'll introduce you to some people. So that's good.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great.
The other part about it was, do you have any friends that have been drafted yesterday and or are set to be drafted today? Well, a lot of people you must know there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, lots of my teammates. A couple went yesterday and some today as well. So it's super exciting to see and kind of see the smiles on their faces, puts one on mine. So I'm so happy for them and everything we've gone through the past 2 seasons together. It's been incredible. So I couldn't be happier for them.
All right, last thing for you. Forget all the hockey stuff, the stats, the skills you have on the ice. If Sharks fans want to get to know you, who you are as a person, how would you write your own biography?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm just a very outgoing, caring person who likes to smile, make jokes, and have fun. So.
All right, well, I think that'll fit in well in San Jose. Congratulations, Cole. Really appreciate this.
Awesome. Thank you so much.